This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time that you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours, we are live across the United States of America and into 53 countries. In America alone, we have 110 affiliates as of right now, so we appreciate your trust. We appreciate your trust into those 53 countries in which we are broadcasting as well. If you would like to call in at any time, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, too, as well, as if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, friends, we're going to be talking about for 18 years during the first hour. For 18 years, the United States government and mainstream media have been inundating the American people with, we're under attack by Muslims. Now, the same government and the same mainstream media are giving cover to the Muslims that are attacking Americans. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here. For 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media have inundated the American people with the fact that we are under attack. Okay? Now they are covering the same entities, friends, the U.S. government and the mainstream media, controlled by the CIA, are now there to cover for the Muslims who are attacking Americans, and might I add, within the United States of America. Okay? Again, I want everybody to understand, I'm not talking to a third world country today. I'm talking to you, America. Maybe 50 and 60 years ago, I would have been talking to a third world country, but the fact of the matter is we're not there. If you matter, as a matter of fact, if you remember right, back then people said that even when we were talking about what was going on in third world countries, they were saying, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Well, we're not talking about conspiracy theory over there now, friends. We're talking about a reality within the United States of America. That's how far things have gone. As a matter of fact, take the time to read Jeremiah 11. Conspiracies are very real. We do a show where we expose 33 theories that were sold to you by the mainstream media as conspiracy theories that turned out to be truth. In fact, they were conspiracy. And you got to keep in mind something, friends. The mainstream media and these agencies, many of these agencies that have been created by governments out of chaos, right? First create chaos and then create that new order, which shows you who's creating the chaos. These agencies that have been created out of chaos, friends, are now working against you. Okay? So you need to understand, they're not there watching out for the little guy. They're there protecting those that are committing crimes against you, the big guy. They are there protecting them from you. And again, we need to put things into perspective, and it shows you how backwards things have become in this country. And speaking of which, how backwards things have become, read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Government watchdog President Mueller should testify before Congress and answer for ethic issues. Okay? This is on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Government watchdog, the president said, Mueller should testify before Congress and answer for ethic issues, friends. I'll say it again until you finally figure out, friends, and I'm not talking down to you, I'm talking to you, but I'm going to continuously say it again just like I did 20 years ago and 15 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago to only come to the realization that what we were telling you out of the Word of God is going to become your reality if you pay not attention and take heed to the Word of God, okay? I'm telling you, friends, that these investigations, these witch hunts, as they're called, they're nothing but smoke and mirrors. They're created by the same people through the media, hand in glove with corrupt politicians, only to divert you from what they are really doing. If that was not true, I beg somebody to answer my question here. Call in 1-866-582-9933. Prove me wrong. Where are the indictments? Where is the swamp being drained? Where are these people being charged for these accusations, for these witch hunts? How come nobody's being charged, friends, concerning the players within the circus of politics? You know, the Muellers, you know, the Clintons, you know, the Obamas, you know, all those that are allegedly attacking the President of the United States of America as he lays there and plays as if to suggest that he's not the President of the United States of America. Remember, Donald Trump said that the Department of Justice is his and he can do whatever he wants with it. Untrue, America. It belongs to us, and President Donald Trump works for us. So in keeping that in mind, friends, we need to, as the American people, do what the president fails to do concerning his impotent administration, friends. And remember how they sold you Donald Trump, friends. The buck stops here, basically copying the same thing of Harry Truman. And what did he do? He had The Apprentice aired on television. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. None of that has been done, friends. You've been sold a bill of goods, and the fact of the matter is, and none of that which has been sold to you has been what has or what that has been sold to you in any sense of the word. Sons of Liberty Media.com, giving you the news that the CIA controlled media means to omit. Government watchdog president says Mueller should testify before Congress and answer for ethic issues. For why? To keep you diverted just a little bit longer, America. Just to keep your eyes off of the ball a little bit longer. So they can continuously do the things that you let them get away with, friends. Because what they have you doing is asking the wrong questions. And as long as they continuously ask you the wrong questions and getting you to ask the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the answers, do they? And they're not, and they don't. Until they're held accountable, friends, remember what Abraham Lincoln said, love them or hate them. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called Americans, 325.7 million people. We're called to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution, and it's time that we get busy. Sons of Liberty Media.com, we're told Donald Trump's DOJ to judge stop ISIS bride Hoda Muthanna's return to the U.S. Now keep in mind this Muslim woman, she is a partaker of ISIS and terror against America, and the list goes on. But she's claiming birthright citizenship and a right to return to the United States. But friends, we need to keep in mind that nobody has a right to come from without to those that mean to conquer the United States, to subvert the government of the United States of America, and the list goes on. And I'm not just talking about Hoda here, friends. I'm talking about the likes of Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison, Rashida Tlaib, Lynn.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. As well, Sons of Liberty Media got brand new videos going up every week now, friends. Great videos. As a matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Take the people's comments for it. With that said, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. You're going to love those videos, friends. I trust that you will get very, very little negative feedback in the sense of those that are thinkers. I mean, I expect what I expect from those that are irrational. Okay, I get that from the sons and daughters of Belial. I understand their response because they're born of the Spirit from beneath and not from above. Okay, but when most people, and this is easily said, the majority of the people that watch these videos, they love these videos, and I do too. And as a matter of fact, I love the inspiration that I get when we make these videos. And it all comes from the Holy Ghost, which crowns the King. Once again, his name is Jesus, John 14:6. So if you'd like to call in again, 1-866-582-9933, you can at any time. Please stick to the topic or bring something to the table concerning the topic and stay rooted in the same principles. Okay? With that said, we're going to be talking about for 18 years, the U.S. government and mainstream media has inundated the American people with "we're under attack by Muslims." Now, the U.S. government and the mainstream media, CIA-controlled, are covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. There's a couple things I need to highlight, and they're very disturbing. They bother me to no end, to say the least. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, mother cries foul as a cop claim teen shot herself in mouth while handcuffed behind her back. There's actual footage, friends, and eyewitnesses that say otherwise. Listen, bad cops are as angry about this information. The good cops are as angry about this information concerning the bad cops as anybody else. And you'll find, I just had a police officer tell me a couple weeks ago in Florida, friends, he goes, you'll find that in any organization – or agency that you're going to always find at least 10% of the 100% ratio are bad apples. So we're not highlighting the bad apples in the sense of saying the whole police force is bad. No, I got tons of friends. I don't know what it is, but everywhere I go now, I have friends that, or people that become friends that are police officers. There's sheriffs, there's troopers, they're in the military, whatever the case is, we're in this together. But you know what? The fact of the matter is scripture tells us that a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump. We need to get rid of the 10% that make those agencies and police force bad friends. Okay? And that's what this is all about. So don't call me and say, are you anti-police? I'm going to say, are you really that ignorant if you do so? Okay? Because that's just not the case here in any sense of the word. We thank our good policemen. We thank our firefighters. We thank our good military, those that are following the rule of law. We thank good people in government, and we stand with good people in government. And those that are bad, we're going to stand against them. It's just that simple. Mother cries foul as cops claim teen shot herself in mouth while handcuffed behind her back. Just doesn't make sense, does it, friends? Nope. And what we're seeing more and more and more and more, friends, are many of these bad cops getting away with their crimes, and we mustn't let it go that far. Okay? So we can complain about what we tolerate. Let's do it the other way around. Let's not complain about what we tolerate and clean house. It starts here first, individually and then corporately. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump to impose 5% tariff on Mexico until illegal immigrants stop entering into the United States. I mean, this is the kind of smoke and mirrors and the circus of politics, folks, that this is where I get irate, irritated. Trump to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico until illegal immigrants stop entering into the United States of America. Did you notice that during the first segment I was talking about the impotency of this president? He's a joke. He is a joke. If he's not doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do, to make suggestions like this, folks, this uncovers him all on his own, out of his mouth, friends. And this is how he does it every time, if you're paying attention to what he says and what he does. But on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for the President of the United States of America to suggest that he's going to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico until illegal immigrants stop entering into the United States of America. I have one question for the President of the United States of America and those that don't think for themselves. If the President of the United States of America has the DOJ to do what he wills, as he says, then why isn't he doing it? Why isn't he enforcing immigration laws? Because after speaking to a constitutional attorney that has gone to the Supreme Court and won every single time, let me recollect a conversation for you that I had with him. He had told me that if you're waiting for this president to enforce immigration laws, he said this president is sitting on his hands. Okay? He's not fulfilling his promises. He's just telling you, America, what you want to hear. And then that's where it stops. And it shows you again how weak this administration is or wants to be. Did you know, countering this to prove my point and to further solidify what I'm saying here, did you know that President Truman back in the 50s rounded all the illegals that were in America that came across the southern border? Do you know that he rounded them all up and deported every single one of them back? It was called Operation Wetback. He didn't impose a tariff on Mexico. He didn't say to the Mexican government, please stop them. No, he enforced our agency. He empowered our agencies to enforce the laws that were written. And friends, and this is what comes across the boards. Friends, when you see on a massive scale in the United States of America the crimes that are being committed, do you realize that's an exhibition of the impotency? And let me say it this way. The partaking of the crimes of those that they're guilty of because they have not enforced the laws against them crimes. What are you saying? When you see crime, theft, murder, and the list goes on, drug trafficking, whatever the case may be, illegal immigrants coming into the United States of America. Hey, folks, that's a reflection upon your government that's not doing their job. That's a reflection upon your government that is not enforcing the laws that they swore to uphold against criminals both without and within. That's what that is. And people need to put two and two together because, again, justice guards our liberty. And if justice is left off, friends, guess what? You can just put your hands up in the air and say, welcome, tyranny. Go ahead and do what you will. Because that's what this means. When they leave off justice in such a fashion as Donald Trump's administration, friends, they are Europeanizing America. They're attempting to Europeanize this country. His job as the commander-in-chief is to enforce those laws. Just ask President Truman. Okay? And don't tell me it's any different in the 50s than it is right now. No, we have more people that are willing to enforce the laws against the illegal. We have Minutemen standing guard, friends, on the southern border. You need to pay attention to the northern border, too. Don't forget about that. But the fact of the matter, friends, is you have Minutemen. You have former military, inactive military, standing on the southern border on their own accord, not getting paid a dime, to ensure, America, that you stay safe and you remain safe. By what? Enforcing the laws that this president is not enforcing. A couple weeks ago, we actually played you some audio from an individual that was going to the southern border. And they found that these people that were coming across the southern border were actually met with air-conditioned tour buses. And then they were soon put up on these buses and then driven to the likes of the Catholic Charities and Salvation Armies, taken care of there, then they're given food, clothes, and then many of them were flown across the United States of America. This you didn't know, but I played the audio for you, America. Are you willing to listen to what's going on here? For your own preservation? Matter of fact, we had some good conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and that's exactly what they are. They put a post up, and it was a video of illegals getting off an airplane in California. And they thought it was funny that Donald Trump said, well, listen, if you want all these illegals, then I'll send them to you, Nancy Pelosi. Well, they thought that was cute. And the video shows all of these illegals getting off the airplane into California. And they thought it was funny. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, are you kidding me? Let me ask you something, friends. Is California in America? This is how smart many of you people in this country have taken Donald Trump to be. This is how smart he is. He's taken them and flown them to California as a joke on Nancy Pelosi. What you don't realize is they're stacking the cards against you, America. Donald Trump, by bringing these illegals in and flying them in across the boards into the United States of America and all 50 states, is stacking the cards against you. He is teeing it up for the next administration. That's what's happening. How? Through more voter fraud. He's giving these states more voters, friends. And this is what I keep trying to tell the American people. You keep standing down. You're adding strength to tyranny, and it's exactly what you're seeing happen today in America. Hey, don't take me for my word. Take it for theirs, because that's all I ever give you. I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm here to give you the word and the Constitution and the facts. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With 12 people dead and 4 injured after a gunman in Virginia Beach began a mass shooting at a city municipal building, questions are being asked of Congress about how it could have been prevented.
I don't have an answer to that question. The NRA and those that support the NRA have to answer that question.
Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks on CNN. 11 of those killed were employees of the city. The gunman, identified as Dwayne Cranock, an engineer with the city's public utilities for 15 years. No motive has been given for the shooting. Colorado banned gay conversion therapy on Friday as the governor signed a bill one day before the start of LGBT Pride Month. Governor Jared Polis, who is openly gay, signed two bills dealing with LGBT rights, including the conversion therapy bill and another one allowing transgender and intersex individuals to update the gender on their birth certificate without needing proof of surgery by a court order or a legal name change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this. For 18 years, the United States government and the mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. They've inundated the American people with the fact that we are under attack by Muslims, which there's no question that we are. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's under attack by the Muslims. The Muslims are attacked by the Muslims. They're under attack by themselves. I mean, they're a self-destructing death cult is what they are. But we've been told for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media, by both agencies, entities, whatever you want to call them, that we're under attack by Muslims. Now we see the U.S. government and the mainstream CIA-controlled media covering for Muslims when they attack Americans, even helping so far as to give them all the attention that they need and to extract all the information that these wise Muslims and what they have to say to the American people. Anybody pay attention to the fact that every time CARE speaks, the Terror Tide organization, the media's right there to put the mic up to their mouths? Is anybody paying attention to Ilhan Omar? By the way, I seen Ilhan Omar at St. Cloud. It was an Islamophobia meeting at the college there. Did you know that there was probably 50 people or less there? And guess who put that on, this Islamophobia meeting, friends? The homosexual community there. All five of them, right? And you know how the media likes to blow them up to be a lot bigger than what they really are? That's how they operate, friends. That's how they suppress people that would dare stand up against their abominable lifestyles, their illegal, felonious agendas, because it is a felony in every state in our country. But when I went to see Ilhan Omar, I wanted to see what they had to say. I could not believe, mark my words, I couldn't believe how ignorant she was. I honestly couldn't. But it's interesting how Time magazine put her up, man. How the CIA-controlled mainstream media, ABC, MSNBC, CBS, USA Today, New York Times, and the list goes on, how they're so willing to, well, just give them a helping hand to our own demise if they don't know yet, right? But when I was there, I've shared this before, but I just want you to understand my firsthand experience, because I'm not giving you hearsay here. But when I seen her at the college, friends, it was like a kid, like a 15-year-old little kid. This is Ilhan Omar. She was like a 15-year-old little kid that was in detention talking to her friend sitting at a desk next to her. That's exactly what it was like. I kid you negative. And I'm not trying to put her down for any other reason than what she has made herself, or should I say, has not made herself. But it shows you what the media is willing to put up. And friends, what the media is attempting to do is they're attempting to put the standard and make the standard in this country the devil, no longer Jesus Christ and God's moral law and good representation. They don't want you to see the good. They want you to see the bad. That's how you destroy a country. Read 1 Kings 13:33. Corrupt kings always do the same thing. What do? They put the baser sort around them in positions. Look at Hollywood. Friends, look at the media. Look at the perversion who's been put in place. How come they haven't been dealt with? Well, look to the Supreme Court. Look at the immorality there. Look at the perverseness there. Look at to the sons and daughters of these black-robed tyrants sitting on the bench that have no business sitting on the bench, no more than Ilhan Omar has any right to be in any position in this government in any capacity. She's subversive to American government. But again, my point is, friends, I could not believe how stupid and ignorant she really was. And I kid you negative. When you watch her, because the media loves to promote Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, talking about how they're going to take down our government, because that's really what it is. Friends, Donald Trump, you need to understand that he's been put in a position to represent the majority of the American people, when in fact he's not doing that for real. No, this is just his part to play, okay? Because if it wasn't, he would have dealt with all these groups of people that we are talking about even now. But with that said, you need to understand, friends, that they mean to take these people and to put them up as representatives, as the standard. They want to make the devil the standard in this country. And that's exactly, essentially, what they've been doing and what they are doing today. And you know they're doing it. But friends, Ilhan Omar, I mean, whoa. You know what it is? This is what it comes to. What the American people will put up with. Oh, my goodness. She's not here to assimilate. They're subversive. Rashida Tlaib, she's not here to assimilate. She's here to be subversive. They're appointed to do what they're doing today. Same thing with Linda Sarsour and other useful idiots. And useful idiots they are, to their own demise. Same thing with Keith Ellison. Little arrogant joker is what he is. Major voter fraud going on in this country. Everybody knows it. But who's doing anything about it in America? Only you can do that. So don't complain about what you tolerate. But again, I want to get back to this. For 18 years, the U.S. government and the mainstream media claimed and have inundated the American people with, we're under attack by Muslims. Now just think about this again, and I'm saying this many times for a purpose. It's the same U.S. government today and the same mainstream media today that are covering for Muslims when they attack you. And guess what, friends? They are attacking you. And for those that did not know, I need to insert this into this conversation. You need to pay attention to how many Muslims have colonized in America today, without your knowledge, that are attempting to put representatives into positions across the country. Because this colonization from the Muslims has been going on in this country for a long time, since the 80s and the 90s, friends, without your notice. That's why they're colonizing. That's why they're slowly bleeding them into the United States of America. So when there's enough of them, what they do is they go get their representative and they go into the United States government, who's not enforcing the laws against their subversiveness because they have no right to be in government capacity in any sense of the word. Literally, they run antithetical to we the people. And if you think I'm kidding, look to Europe. But going back to the point, friends, we need to pay attention to the fact that they're colonizing even now. I remember the first couple months of the brand new administration. Did you know that Donald, you can go to the State Department statistics. Don't take it from me. Go check for yourself. Cross-check me. But you'll find that under Donald Trump's new administration, illegals and those that were coming in from the Middle East doubled that of Barack Hussein Obama. And again, keep in mind they're doing this because the people are being led about by the same system that they're complaining about decade after decade after decade after decade. It's the same people in control today. Okay, friends, what's happening in this country today is totalitarianism being played out through the United States government and the mainstream media at its very worst. It's so easy to see it. It's so telling to see what's going on, especially when you read the Word of God and you can see the collapse and the stages of collapse concerning the judgments of God upon a disobedient nation, because that's what it is. Now, I want you to think about this, because there's no doubt that the American people have been lied to over and over again by their government. If I was to go down the street and ask 10 people, do you trust your government? I can almost guarantee you, friends, 8 to 9 of the 10 are going to say, no, I don't trust the government. And rightly so. You should suspect them. You should suspect their every move. No question. Study out Patrick Henry just for a little bit. He was a son of liberty. But again, friends, again, there's no doubt that the American people have been lied to by their own government, as well as by their own media concerning what took place on September 11th, 2001. No question, no doubt about it. 50% of the American, I can say it that way. 50% of the American people in New York alone believe that it was our own government that was responsible for September 11th. Did you know that? Probably not. And that number's been growing ever since September 11, 2001. Americans have been inundated by these two entities that the Muslims were responsible for attacking America and bringing down the Twin Towers on that fateful day. However, what I want you to think of is this. For 18 years, we have heard from these two sources that the Muslims are our sworn enemies, both from without and from within. Read Deuteronomy 32, 25 through 27. And again, no doubt they are. They're at war with themselves. Okay? I also want you to take the time and go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, and watch a video that we just did concerning and recollecting and remembering what President Thomas Jefferson had to deal with concerning the Muslims over 200 years ago. Guess what? He called an all-out war against them. And the Muslims today love to use the Jefferson Bible, Jefferson Quran. As a matter of fact, Keith Ellison, this stooge over here in Minnesota here, that is through voter fraud, now the Attorney General. Just think about that, friends. He didn't get there with the numbers of the people in this state. Not even close. Okay? It's voter fraud is what it is. Doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, said Joseph Stalin, the totalitarian red terror. Okay? But keep in mind what they like to do is they like to use Jefferson's Bible as if to suggest that the third president of the United States of America had one of the Korans and they would be all in this together. No, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? They were not agreed. As a matter of fact, so much so that President Thomas Jefferson declared war upon them. Okay? Jefferson wanted to know the Koran so he could know the mind of the enemy, America. He wasn't buddy-buddy with them, rest assured. You want to know why? Because he sought to make alliance, a peaceful alliance with them. But he sought, and during that time that he sought alliance with them to make peace, he found that there was no way to negotiate peace with the people like that. They were irrational. So he set the record straight and taught them what it's like to be irrational. and he enforced the law against the people that refused to obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So with that said, we're going to come right back to this. For 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed, well, we're under attack by Muslims. Now they are covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for joining me today, Saturday. It is a beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. And with that said, we've been gone so much this year that we've been gone more than we've been home. So it's good when we're home back in the saddle. But we're doing what we do no matter where we're at, friends. We're accessible on GCN Live on a daily basis. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about how for the 18 years, over the last 18 years, the United States government and the mainstream CIA-controlled media has been inundating us that we're under attack by the Muslims. Now, keep in mind, let's counter that a little bit with that of the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution. His name was James Madison. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, and you can extract from it what you will. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay? Remember all those conspiracy theorists that were warning us about how the government was setting up to infiltrate a terror attack within the United States of America, even back in the 60s. You know, Operation Northwood, Has anybody paid attention to that and how the government was seeking John F. Kennedy to basically attack America only to blame the Cubans? Do you remember this? This is what they do. This is what Hitler did. This is what dictators do. They attack their political opposition, friends. But before they do that, they have to put it in a way, in the eyes of the people of their prospective countries, that they were attacked by their political opposition first. And by the way, that is the history of dictatorships. They create their own wars. I just watched 2 days ago, just watched the retired CIA talking about how America, the American government, creates its own enemies. Yes, they're creating the chaos, friends, to bring in a new order. Bush called for it over 212 times. You can watch him say it on television. Is truth stranger to fiction to you, friends? You can't call it a conspiracy theory anymore because you're living in the theory that you refused. You're living in the conspiracy that you refused to take note of. And who's giving cover for them, friends? The same media that's been doing it for decades in this country. They're covering for those that are responsible for the active conspiracy. But again, friends, just food for thought. You can work out what you want to work out. As a matter of fact, if you get a moment, take some time and read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, because it's the Lord that said, I will appoint terror over those that refuse to keep my commandments, to refuse to keep my judgments and my statutes. Okay? So, folks, the bad guy's not in control. The Lord's in control of all of it. Okay? And either you're going to be blessed or you're going to be cursed. That's up to you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 and 68. Read it when you get a moment. But let's get to this, friends. If you look at the fact since September 11th, again, I'm just laying this out and I'm trying to slow my roll. But if you look at the fruit of what's taken place in this country over the last 18 years, if you look at the facts, if you take a look at what has transpired over the last 18 years, you'll find that it's not been a foreign government that has and is attacking you, friends. It's been your government doing it. Okay? And also keep in mind, now the president is talking about striking Iran. Just for those that didn't know, this has been forecast since September 11, 2001. I played the audio of General Wesley Clark, who named seven countries that the government is going to go after sooner or later. And he said, verbatim, friends, how couldn't we take down these countries when we have such a good military? And notice when these wars are called forth, friends, it's never them or their kids or their family members that go fight their unconstitutional wars. It's your kids. Unlike our forefathers, when they saw a righteous battle or a war and they couldn't avert from it or deter from it, friends, they would be the ones to lead out the war. But not today. Now they use your kids to do it, to fight their unconstitutional wars. And if you think I'm way out there, let's just listen to the pedophile Henry Kissinger, who said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. This is your government. He's sought out by Donald Trump, your man, America. He's a war criminal, Henry Kissinger is. He was right there with Barack Obama. He was right there with every administration. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. And notice again, friends, it's not their kids that are going to war. If you want to end wars, friends, send the politicians. Let me say that again. If you want to end the wars, America, on a global scale, send the politicians. Yeah, I got one of my friends right now on live chat talking about the Gulf of Tonkin. We've shared that as well. They create, folks, they started, they incited the war concerning Vietnam. Our government did that. This is common knowledge amongst the people. That's the best thing the hippies ever did back in the 70s, was protest these war criminals. During that time, it was Johnson. It was the best thing they ever did. Yeah, if you want a war, hey, dogs up on the top, you all powerful compromisers and you devils, you want war, you go first. You go first. And not until then. And I'll tell you what, if America wants to fight with China, at least that's what we've been led to believe. It's interesting how all these countries, China and Russia and the devilish Pope and the such friends and our government, they're all calling for a new world order, but they keep throwing down on the American people that we're talking about war with China and we're talking about war with Russia and we're talking about war with Japan and this country and Iran and Iraq and Syria and whatever else they want you to believe in, America, because it's all propaganda only to stabilize you so you can change the form and system of government. That's all it's aimed at. Okay? You go first. Let them go first. That's how you end wars. If it's a righteous war, everybody's going to know it's a righteous war. And they'll stand up. But it's interesting. Your government's trying to disarm you, America. Your government is illegally indoctrinating your kids, America. It's not a foreign government doing this. As a matter of fact, going back to the topic, 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media have claimed that we're under attack by Muslims. Now they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. And if you think that's so far out there, a multitude of unconstitutional agencies have been set up in order to keep Americans safe, or at least that's what we've been told, right? That's their selling points during that time. Yet we find today, Americans are the ones that are under attack by the same government and the same media who are aiding Muslim crimes against America and covering for them. In covering for them. I'm going to get to the details of that in just a moment. In covering for their crimes. Friends, a foreign government could have only dreamed of doing to this country what these people have been allowed to do. You need to think about what's going on here. You know, I want to go back to that point concerning you know, if you want a war, you go. I just watched a documentary last night by Peter Jackson. And it was War in Britain and how they fought the Germans. And it was interesting because when the British met the Germans, the soldiers on the field, many of them became friends. Many of them had families and they had a care for their families and they talked about their families. They had a care for one another. You know, the great wonder of the age throughout history is, how is it that men gave their allegiance to fallen man? How is it that the millions and millions of people in prospective countries fall to the whims of one man only at end to destroy themselves and their country and their posterity? That is the great wonder of the age and ages, friends. If politicians want war, send them. Put them in a cage. Let them fight to the death. And isn't it interesting, America, that politicians have bulletproof glass? Isn't it interesting they have cars like the tank that the president, the beast that the president is in? And how fortified that is against anybody from bringing harm upon him? Or the White House and the fences, how they keep going higher and higher. If they serve the people, they wouldn't have to protect themselves against or from the people. But isn't it interesting how they got bulletproof glass and they got security, armed security details, and they're trying to disarm you? And if there's war, well, they take your kids and they subject them to every element and every enemy known to mankind in third world countries. Does anybody pay attention to this? And it's the politicians selling you and your kids down the river. And who's protected them from you? And when it's their wars, their unconstitutional wars, what are our kids? What are our dads? What are our grandpas? What are our uncles? What are our brothers? Our neighbors? What are they protected from? Nothing. They're subject to everything. America, when are you going to open up your eyes? We're going to continuously talk about this, talking about for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media inundated us with war under attack by Muslims. Now the U.S. government and media are covering for Muslims.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.